Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a confession to make. I have not seen all of the Harry Potter movies. And the reason why I haven't is because when I watched the first one years ago, I didn't understand it. I don't know if the kids spoke too quickly, but I found it difficult to follow because I couldn't understand them. Now, English is my first language, but I couldn't understand the movie. So fast forward to 2022, and I turn on Ted Lasso. And I notice that, again, I'm not understanding all the jokes. I not so much that I'm understanding the context, I can't hear them. And I asked my husband to find a way to do subtitles for an English-speaking show. And they do. They do. They have that for the hearing impaired. Now, I read an article that had said, if you are using subtitles, that's a great thing. It helps you absorb it. It's something they do on TikTok all the time. So now, when we enjoy something, we both read and listen. I disagree. As much as I want subtitles for those who need it, those with hearing disabilities, etc., I'm thinking that elicits a bigger problem. If I can't understand an English-speaking show, especially with proper grammar, maybe that's what it is. You know, growing up, you know, my father's English was his second language, but my mom's English is her first language. So I understand that there's a whole different sort of English that is much more proper. Yeah, my mom tried to teach it to me, but my father never spoke it that way. And the British people speak in very proper English, which is why I struggle a lot, because I still don't, you know, I before E except after C, and I dangle my participles as the day is long. But I'm having trouble understanding English shows. Now, is it just that these shows with British components are speaking too fast? So they're doing this on purpose. You know, I'm not here to be discriminatory, but I am probably one of the very few people that really never got over the taxation without representation. And I do believe that Britain is going to come back one of these days. Right? I think that Britain is very, very slowly injecting their control in our society. How many of you guys have gotten confused in a roundabout? I am seeing roundabouts all over the place. And nobody does the roundabouts correctly. Everybody takes cuts. The roundabouts are a complete cluster and a half. Who did this to us? Right? Who's holding the strings? Great Britain. And now I've been to London. I think it's cool. I'm a fan of all my British friends. But I think they're trying to take control. And I also think they're trying to make us feel stupid. So now we have a show like Ted Lasso, and we can't even understand what the hell they're saying. So I use subtitles. Why am I using subtitles on something in English? So if you are noticing that you are not enjoying a television show without the subtitles in your native tongue, that might signify a hearing issue. This is assuming the show was a British. Okay, let's say it's an American show. And you're like, okay, you know what, we can't blame the British for this one. I need help with an American show. That could be a sign that you have a hearing issue. It could also be a sign that you have auditory processing issues, where you're hearing something, but you're not processing it well or processing it quick enough. Now, I used to not have a problem until I watched a show in Britain. So if I watch Fauda's in Hebrew, I could pick up some of the Hebrew, but I do prefer the English subtitles so I know exactly what's going on because I'm not fluent in Hebrew. I'll do that with Narcos. You know, sometimes, even though I could speak Spanish, I need the extra subtitles because sometimes they speak too fast. But if you feel like somebody's speaking too fast or quickly, or you feel like you're not understanding something, before you blame them, which I like to do, I blame everybody else, you know, on why I can't hear you and why I can't understand you, you might want to get that checked out. And I'm wondering if our dependency now on subtitles is going to affect the way our brains evolve and our brains exercise. Remember I told you the reason why our kids are having problems in school is because they're on computers and kids need to learn things three-dimensionally. There's something they're missing that the brain isn't picking up when they're looking at a screen. And that this isn't just about learning, during COVID. This is just in general. We don't want kids learning their alphabet and all that on a screen. We want them to learn with their blocks and with other aspects. It puts it in their memory more. Well, same thing. If we start to rely on subtitles to process what we're hearing, we're not going to work that pseudo muscle that we need to interpret things that we're hearing. And I'm noticing that I'm listening less. I'm not listening as well. Why? I could just read it. I don't have to listen. So you start to almost train your brain to tune things out. We already have a lack of attention problem. We already have hearing issues, especially those of us who grew up in the 80s. I mean, Def Leppard blew through my eardrums. So maybe before you go to the subtitles, just try the show without it. Now, some of you will say, but Dr. Dahlia, I like to multitask, so I'm on the computer when the show is on. Well, that doesn't help with subtitles. Yeah, now I get it. I do that too. I'm on my computer, I look up, I could read the line, and I don't have to necessarily listen. But I think we are underestimating the power of listening for our brain health. And maybe we need to start exercising that pseudo muscle by listening to tapes, listening to podcasts, listening to a show. If you can't understand Ted Lasso, I get it. Use the subtitles. I'm doing that. But for the average television show, if you don't need the subtitles, try to get back to old school and listening to it. Another thing I want you to do, I think it was a good exercise, is memorize song lyrics. So many of you are singing songs improperly. Like there was a commercial, Motorin'. I didn't know it was Motorin'. I thought it was Motoran. I didn't know I still don't know the lyrics. Try to learn lyrics without having to read them. That's a really good exercise for your brain. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim.
I'm Bernie Williams. Then I lost my dad to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, one of the most common forms of interstitial lung disease, an umbrella term for over 200 rare conditions that can cause scarring of the lungs and may make it difficult to breathe. My dad was my hero. He was the one to introduce me to music, and it is something that helps me feel connected to him even today. Music was always something that helped me cope as a caregiver. Writing a song to honor my father and his own journey with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis was a way to put my feelings down on paper, and I know so many people can relate. Check out Tune Into Lung Health to hear more about what living with interstitial lung disease really means and the important role that music can play in helping to cope with this disease. You will find a series of vocal and breathing exercises, playlists, and some of my favorite tunes, and personal stories from people who have been affected by interstitial lung disease. Visit TuneIntoLungHealth.com to learn more.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've gotten a couple questions on if you need to spring clean your medications and what if you don't want to throw them out. And how long do they last? And is the expiration really an expiration date or is it a guide? So this is something that keeps coming up every spring. We have recommendations from health officials to spring clean your medicine cabinet. Find old pills that shouldn't be there and dispense them appropriately. You could dispense the pills by there's some pharmacies that will take them. There's some local drug repository programs. you can take off the label and put the medication into kitty litter. And, you know, there's so dogs and cats don't eat the medication. You want to scrape off the label of your medication so people don't know, you know, that you're taking Viagra or whatever, or Vagisil. But many of you don't do that. And I'm mixed. As a physician, I never take an old medication when you could take a new medication. You know, never underestimate the deterioration and the bacterial contamination and the junk that could accumulate on your old pills. But I also understand that many of you are not having access to health care. And when you have leftover medication or you find that a pharmacy doesn't stock it, or they're in short supply, or there's a drug shortage, you're a little reluctant to give up your stash. I get that. You know, we have been, throughout the opioid crisis, public officials have said, do not keep unused narcotics. Get those narcotics out of the house. Dispense them. Don't have them. And honestly, my husband's truck got broken into at his father's house, and the animal's anti-inflammatory, our dog had surgery. Somebody stole the dog's medication. I mean, you don't want to be a target. You don't want to know that you have a house full of medication, because that's what people want these days, and they will rob you of your medication. So it is a target. And you also don't want your kids or their friends to get into the medications and use them. But in this day and age, where it seems almost impossible to get a pain medication, it's getting very difficult now to get antibiotics because of all the new antibiotic guidelines and antibiotic overuse, as well as shortages. You're probably looking at your medicine cabinet going, I think I'm going to hold this a little bit longer. So we don't have an exact science as to how long that medication is good for. The expired by dates do have a few weeks wiggle room for some, but there may be no wiggle room depending on how that drug was stored. So for a drug to be active and powerful and potent, it needs to be stored either, depending on the drug, in a place with just the right humidity, not too much, not too dry, not too wet, not too hot, not too cold. And so if somebody says, look, this expired in February, I should be good for another 30 days with this, no medical provider is going to say you're fine, because we just don't know how it was stored. Now, you might say, Dr. Dahlia, I store all these medications in a safe. The safe keeps a ambient temperature. It's all good. Well, that's fine. But how did the medicine get to you? Was the medicine mailed to you? Was it in the heat? You know, recently now these companies have been putting ice packs in there. But many people have been getting their medications in boxes that are sitting outside and then roasting in the heat. Your medicine could have already started the deterioration process before the expiration date. Now, there was a military study that looked at our medications, and it found that some medications can still be active 30 years later. Now, many of us took that to, okay, well, great, see, it still works, it's good. That's not exactly what the study was looking at. The study was looking to see if some of the medications that they tested had activity. So it was quality versus quantity. You know, does that antibiotic have some antimicrobial activity? It might. But does it have 100% of what you need? Maybe not. These medications are chemicals. They dry out, they get brittle, they start to stink. And so we're kind of walking this fine line of having access to medications and not throwing out something we can need later, to using something that may be grossly inadequate. If you have a heart condition, we don't want you using old heart medication. If you have an infection, we don't want you using an antibiotic that's not going to work. Now, many people will say, Dr. Dahlia, my whole life, even as a kid, I could just take a couple days of an antibiotic and it worked fine. Okay, well, you're not a kid anymore. You're 50. Your body's a little different. Some of you have insulin that is in your fridge, old, because your doctor switched you around. And you're like, you know what? I can't get in with my doctor. Why am I using the old stuff? It might not be active enough. So it's frustrating, and I get it. You know, I mean, as a doctor, I agree with the public officials saying don't use expired medicine, throw them out properly, find a drug dispensary program, or get rid of it in kitty litter, cover it up, and do not allow the public to have access to it, throw it away. Any needles or sharps have to be put in a sharps container, and then there are companies that will accept your sharps. Do not, for the love of God, flush your medications. We do not like seeing... I know they've started to now say, oh, why don't you flush medications? I don't want it in the water system. So I am not a fan of people flushing their medications down the toilet. But I think the FDA has offered a flush list for which drugs can be properly put into the toilet. I'm just not really a fan of that. But I get how some people don't want kids or pets to accidentally ingest them. So contact your local pharmacist or contact your local health department on the proper way to do it. But the question still arises, why would somebody throw out something that they may not be able to get in the future from a doctor? And, you know, the world isn't perfect. I get that. I don't want you using expired medications. But when somebody says that, look, they didn't need the antibiotic because they ended up testing positive for COVID, so they're going to hold on to that antibiotic for a rainy day, I get it. You bought it. It's valuable. It's a medication you might need to use. I get that. But I also don't want people treating themselves. You know, I've seen people mix medications that shouldn't be mixed. So, for example, a lot of women will ask for Diflucan, fluconazole, for a yeast infection. And they will ask for two. Usually the treatment is one, but some women feel they need, or people who get yeast infections feel they need another dosing 3 days later. Well, what many people do is they save that second pill. So they'll call telemedicine, they'll get the extra pills, they'll hold on to it. What they don't realize is you might not be able to take that medication with other medications you're on. So, for example, if you, let's say, take Lexapro, Escitalopram, or Zoloft, Sertraline, or Paxil, or Prozac, you aren't supposed to mix Diflucan with that. They can cause irregular heart rhythms. And so here you are going, you know what, I'm just going to go to my cabinet. I have a tool. I could go ahead and use it. And you don't realize that now that your doctor put you on something else, you can't mix the two. So please, please, please consult a medical professional before you do anything yourself. But we now have a society, while they're hearing this, you know, spring cleaning and don't have medications at home, they're thinking to themselves, we can't get narcotics anymore. We can't get antibiotics anymore. We can't get Tamiflu. You bet your butt I'm going to hold on to this. And so it's something that we as doctors need to understand is going on. And it's our fault because we don't have easy access to medications. When people had the flu, honest to God flu, and tested positive for flu, we had a flu shortage. Why? Well, because people were getting it online when they had COVID. And they thought they had the flu instead and asked for it. So, you know, don't use expired medications. That's my vote. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Is today the day Donald Trump becomes the first former president to face a criminal indictment? We're waiting for word from a grand jury in New York City that's heard evidence from a prosecutor about hush money paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
Hush money payments in and of themselves are not illegal.
But criminal defense attorney Caroline Pelosi adds,
in this instance, what is a crime is the falsification of that payment, how they document it on Trump Org's business records.
Prosecutors may charge Trump with falsifying records to make that payment look like a personal expense. Trump has denied that. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Board members are deciding whether to raise interest rates again to try to continue to cool inflation. And school is out for a second day in Los Angeles for about 500,000 students. Staffers are striking, and teachers are honoring the staffers' picket lines. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have an interesting phenomenon starting to happen. Actually, this has happened for a while, but now it's becoming a little bit more apparent. And one thing that has occurred, which is a good thing in terms of progress, is women don't necessarily have to wear high heels anymore. They don't have to always have short skirts. They don't always have to wear makeup. Now, if I want to go into Walmart with no makeup, no bra, wearing my pajamas, I can do that, and I'm fine. Nobody is going to question my gender. Nobody is going to question my mental health. I can dress any way I like. If I want to wear sports clothes and my husband's boxer briefs, I can do it. Everybody get off my back. But an interesting phenomenon is happening where the youth is struggling in the dating world. And COVID messed up a lot of the dating opportunities and kind of thrust everybody into online meets. And even though we had Tinder and Grindr and online meetups, in terms of dating and going out or attracting somebody, once you move to online, you have a lot more competition. So if there's a party, and you're one of, let's say, 12 girls there, and it's a fraternity party, and there's about 20 guys, even though most fraternity parties limit the amount of guys they want there to be a different ratio, but let's say you are a heterosexual woman and you want to attract a guy, you only have 11 other competitors to hopefully get that person's eye. Online, there are millions. And what's been happening for some, not others, okay? And I'm not saying this is something that needs to change, but this is just something that's happening that I'm observing, is some individuals who have completely disregarded all the old stereotypes that made us women so uncomfortable in terms of getting dressed and looking good, etc., are having trouble getting a date. And I heard from one mother who said her daughter was tomboyish, would dress that way, didn't care, and all of a sudden she broke out the makeup, broke out the dresses, and now has a boyfriend. So we could be as progressive as we like, but we need to have an honest conversation about what is happening in the dating scene, the hookup culture. Now, people could say, look, you know, if women don't want to wear heels and makeup and bras, they shouldn't have to. I agree. And some people think that the reason why we're doing it now is because we don't want to anymore. Women never wanted to. Women never wanted to wear corsets. They never wanted to wear heels, nylons, have to shave their legs, have to wax their upper lip. Well, some of us do. Women never wanted to do that. But if they wanted to get a date, and if they wanted to secure a spouse, they went through all those gymnastics. Do you guys remember the Queen's Gambit? I don't really know what things were like in the 60s. It was before my time. But remember the child's stepmom was so afraid that her husband was going to see her in a house dress that she had to quickly change her clothes? I think the Miss Mabel show, I haven't watched. I watched the first episode. She would go to bed with makeup on. Now, I don't know if that's sensationalized or if women really felt like they had to be dressed up all the time. Thank God we've overcome, you know, that sort of behavior that's necessary. But we have a lot of individuals that are starting to have trouble finding a date. So what is it that let's say you are looking for a boy to date or a man to date? What are they looking for? Now, I would think the average guy is looking for somebody that could be their friend, somebody they could talk to, somebody that could be their partner in life. But that might not be what's going on, okay? Maybe the average 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 24-year-old is looking for sex. And so, you know, if that's not what you're looking for, then good. Keep walking. But if you are looking for a companion or you are looking for sex, you might notice that you are struggling in finding that because you might be looked upon as somebody that isn't into that or isn't into dating. So men are some men think that if you're not wearing makeup and you're not, you know, showing the boobies, you know, showing the thigh, you're not on the market. Why? Because many of us, you know, moms, you know, and married women do that. We're not on the market anymore, so we don't have to wear the high heels and all that. You know, we got our husband. We're good. And we would think in 2023 we have overcome this misogynistic idea of having to attract our, our species counterpart so we can get married or have progeny, but people are finding themselves stuck in terms of finding their partner. The funny thing is the average, shall we say, man, is very comfortable with their wife being in flannel, right, sports jerseys, because they don't want their spouse, I mean, unless they want a trophy wife or unless they want eye candy on their, an accessory. But the average person who's looking for a life partner doesn't want their spouse to be that attractive. And they want to know that they have that stability. So it's almost like we have to go in phases. In order to get where we want to go, we need to play the game. And our progressiveness is doing away with some hideous, horrible stereotypes and horrible traditions that we've had. But we also might not realize that some people embraced those because it got them ahead. It got them a date. Now, and I've seen in my career women violate every sisterhood rule by completely, going stereotypical, so they got the guy, they got the job, they got the promotion. I mean, sleeping with the boss, come on. I mean, this isn't 1950s, this isn't 1960s, but it still happens. Which means that our progress and may be transitory or maybe intermittent. And so I don't want anybody being anything different to attract somebody. You want them to know who you are. I didn't wear makeup a lot with my husband because I didn't want him waking up one day going, oh my God, who are you? I mean, I wanted him to know how I look without makeup. I am very honest. I wanted him to know, okay, this is me. I have food intolerances. I'm going to burp, right, a lot. I'm going to toot. That's who I am. Don't be surprised, because I don't want to be married to you for 5 years and you go, what the hell? But if you're having trouble getting into that relationship, it might not be about the looks. It might not be about you looking like you are open to sex. But sometimes it might also be about where they think you are politically. There's this horrible rumor that women who are progressive are anti-man. And so when somebody sees somebody who looks very progressive, they think that they're a man hater. Now, we have individuals out there that are really giving men a hard time. But I don't think the average person there hates men. And so we're building new stereotypes as we go. We're getting rid of the old ones. I remember my parents were like, do you know how to cook? You're going to have to cook for your husband. I'm like, oh God. I mean, I like to cook, but my signature dish is frosted plate chicken. You can only serve that so many nights a week. We're getting rid of that. Okay, you have to cook. Okay? You have to be a homemaker. You can do whatever you want now. But some of the new sort of stereotypes are now evolving, and it's starting to make dating a little bit more difficult. So something I noticed. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, one thing I find fascinating is when we go back in history and we look at some of these historical figures and we look at some of the medical issues they were with, but they didn't have a modern-day diagnosis because that diagnosis wasn't known then. And here we are in 2023 going, he probably had bipolar, or he probably had diabetes, or he probably had hepatitis. I think we spoke about this a long time ago where I believe Darwin might have had Lyme disease. Let me see if I have that. That was fascinating, where they looked at his symptoms. They said Charles Darwin had quote-unquote mysterious medical issues, and he lived during the years 1809 and 1882. So he lived a long life. He is the father of evolution, but he suffered miserably when he was an adult, and his symptoms included severe headaches, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, abdominal distension and gas, vomiting, rash, joint pain, chronic fatigue, exhaustion, dizziness, tremors, mouth ulcers, susceptibility to infections, and depression. So people thought that he had suffered from lupus. They also thought maybe Chagas disease, inflammatory bowel disease. They thought he might have been a hypochondriac. Maybe he had a food tolerance, or he was being poisoned, or he was exposed to a poison. In 2004, a historian wrote, Darwin's disease is consistent with gut and systemic symptoms arising from inherited hypolactasia with a gut infection such as Chagas disease. But researchers back in 2019, thought, no. They suspect it was Lyme disease. Lyme disease caused by the bacteria Borrelia burgdorferi, transmitted by a tick. You can get no symptoms at all, or you could become fatigued, rash, joint pain, have heart issues, neurological issues. And because Darwin had traveled extensively for his work, the study authors wrote exposure to a tick carrying Borrelia in Great Britain is much more plausible than exposure to Chagas disease during his travel in South America. Now, it could also be, and I'm looking, it could have been a vitamin B12 deficiency, mercury poisoning, hyperthyroid. So, you know, it's fascinating. So I'm just going to call it Darwin disease, but people are trying to look back and, you know, well, what do you think happened to him? Well, now we have a report on Beethoven. And they say Ludwig von Beethoven, right, fifth of Beethoven, drank himself to death, had liver disease, and hepatitis B. Now, we didn't test for hepatitis B back then. When was he? This was the 1800s? Yeah, I think it was, yeah, he was, yeah. And he had, so obviously we couldn't, you know, we knew if somebody had a liver ailment back then, but we couldn't say if it was hepatitis B. In fact, we didn't even name hepatitis C until the 90s. I remember being in undergrad, and they say we have a non-A, non-B hepatitis. And, you know, I'm like, well, why don't you call it C? Well, eventually they did call it C, but they didn't call it that in the early 90s. So they said Beethoven had hepatitis B, a genetic risk of liver disease, and he did love wine. Geneticists pieced together his medical history. Ludwig von Beethoven died in 1827, and because of his hair, they were able to evaluate some of his medical issues. He did drink a lot, they say, and he did have a liver disorder. And they think maybe what happened is he had a cirrhosis of the liver, which is a scarring of the liver. But interesting, he was deaf, remember? And so one theory is that he became deaf because of lead. Now, lead was used to sweeten wine in the 19th century. So many people thought that when Beethoven, amazing that he could have, you know, composed like he did without his hearing. And I don't know if he was 100% deaf or if he still had aspects of his hearing. But one theory was it was the lead that caused him to lose his hearing. And that theory was based on a lock of hair, which was thought to belong to the composer. But the analysis now of that hair says it came from a woman of Jewish Ashkenazi heritage. So that's interesting. They said there is a new exciting theory about the composer, as a genetic analysis found an illegitimate child within his family tree. This finding, according to Daily Mail, from modern relatives of Beethoven, whose genes were sequenced, is imprecise and could have happened as late as 7 generations after Beethoven. It's interesting. They said, but the composer was the product of an illicit affair and only half-brother to his sibling Caspar, although far more research would be needed to prove this. In 1802, Beethoven asked his doctor to describe his illness and to make this record public. So, we still don't know for sure, but that is very, very interesting to see that they could take care, they could figure out, you know, what, you know, I don't know if you've done 23andMe or Ancestry.com. It blows my mind how they're able to figure out our genes and our ancestors, although it looks like I had a couple hoochie mamas in the family that went and took some trips across the world and might have did some hibbity-dibbity, because I have a little bit of, I have a very interesting genetic mix. But these researchers examined 18 feet of Beethoven's hair in total. Not that he had hair 18 feet long, but that was the amount altogether of hair. And they found no genetic cause for his deafness. It began with tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Then he lost high frequencies by his 20s, and he was mostly deaf by 1818. He also had abdominal pains, bouts of diarrhea. Some think maybe celiac disease or lactose intolerance, unsure. By the summer of 1821, Beethoven had 2 attacks of jaundice. Now again, if he drank alcohol, that could make sense. And if they examined him upon death and saw that the liver was very scarred, that would be cirrhosis, which could happen from alcohol, it could happen from hepatitis infection, chronic infection, it could happen genetic, there's also genetic causes, iron deposition, hereditary hemochromatosis, I don't know if anybody's bringing up that, iron deposition could cause multiple issues, that should be included in that as well. But he died at the age of 56. So interesting. I don't know. We look at these composers as superhuman, and you know, when you see that they suffer from things that our relatives suffer with or we suffer with, it blows your mind. I think Mozart had. Let me see if I have any information on that. Mozart, they had said, had bipolar. I don't know if I have any other information on that. But honestly, the average artist that, you know, at the time who was able to taste the octaves and have that sort of range in their thinking and in their artistic ability, no wonder probably had, like I said, a higher octave range with their emotions, with their creativity, with their intelligence, and all that. But our current maladies that we have, that we're still struggling with in this day and age, we need to remember we're also being battled on multiple fronts throughout our history. And we spoke about George Washington. We spoke about JFK. JFK had a thyroid disorder. He also had Addison's disease. These are things that are still with us, and here we are, not with the cure like we wish we did. We had 1-877-DOC-SOLID. Don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.